And now it's time for our weekly segment on personal finance with Day to Day's own personal finance guru, Michelle Singletary. You have been sending in some wonderful questions about your own financial quandaries. And recently, Alex Chadwick had a chance to ask Michelle about some of these.
Michelle, welcome back.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
All right. And our first question is about money and marriage. A listener writes, I recently married a man lucky enough to have lived his life without a credit card. Until he went to law school and took out a student loan, he was debt-free. In the next couple of years, we'll look into buying a house. I'm wondering if his lack of credit could hurt our chances at a good mortgage rate. Michelle, should he get a credit card?
Now, you know how I feel about credit, that it's basically evil, evil, evil. However, unfortunately, in this country, it's necessary. And having no credit sometimes is as bad as having poor credit, because people want to see that you've used credit well, that you've gotten credit, you've paid off the bill. So yes, in this case, he should get a credit card. If he has trouble getting a regular credit card, he can get a secured credit card, which would be secured by money he'd put in a savings account. And then use that for a couple of months. Don't pay off all of it every month. And I know this is contrary to what people know that I recommend. But when you're trying to build credit, you want to show them that you can carry a balance and still pay it off. So you want to pay off about 80% of it. They just want to see that you are a reliable person. You can be trusted to borrow money, because that's what we're doing when we use a credit card. We're borrowing other people's money. That you can pay it off and pay it on time. And that's critical. When he gets this card, he has got to pay that bill off on time, every single time. And in a short period of time, he'll get a good credit score and they can get a good rate when they go get the house after they get married, that is. No, I'm just kidding.
Question number two, saving in cyberspace. The question, what are the pros and cons of online banks? They don't have a personal banker to deal with individuals and specific needs. Are the higher interest rates you can get at these online banks worth forgetting the personal touch?
I think it depends on how you bank. My grandmother, Big Mama, loved going to the branch and saying hello to Clara behind the counter. She would absolutely not do internet banking. But in today's time, if you really don't need a brick and mortar bank and you want to get the best rates, because many of these internet banks offer the best rates out there because they don't have all the bricks and mortar and personnel, certainly they're safe. They're safe if they're FDIC insured. That's Federal Deposit Insurance Corp. If they have that insurance and you need to go to the FDIC website, FDIC.gov, to check them out, make sure they're insured. If they're insured, they're perfectly safe. And listen, they have customer service lines. You can call and get help. In fact, if you want to check out a customer rating, I would recommend you go to ReviewCenter.com. That's ReviewCenter, and Center is spelled C-E-N-T-R-E.com.
Okay, last question, Michelle. I'm retiring as a school counselor next month. The plan is to sell our home in San Diego, relocate to be closer to our son in Raleigh, North Carolina. Will my retirement be subject to California or North Carolina taxes? What about duplicate taxes?
In this case, wherever you reside most of the year, that's where you would pay taxes. Once they move from California, they won't have to pay California taxes on their retirement income. And congratulations on your retirement, because I cannot wait.
Michelle Singletary is our regular contributor on matters of personal finance. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. Her latest book is Your Money and Your Man, How You and Prince Charming Can Spend Well and Live Rich. Michelle, thank you again.
Thank you.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Noah Adams.